This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is John Campo. He is the CEO of New Columbia Resources. They're trading under the OTC, under the pink sheets. The ticker symbol is NEWC. John, thank you for coming on the show and welcome.
Thank you, Everett, for having me.
Hey, give me a little background of yourself and your company, and then we'll get to what's going on down there in Columbia.
Okay, I come from an investment banking background. I'm a former stockbroker that kind of evolved into the investor relations field. And I had access to publicly traded companies, and I'm also Colombian, and I had a friend in Colombia who had these mining titles. He's an older gentleman. He's a retired petroleum engineer. He had no way of really raising money to get these titles developed, so I kind of merged his company and his titles into a publicly traded company that's today called New Columbia Resources.
And so you guys are in the coal business and you're in the medical marijuana. Tell us a little bit about those two markets.
Sure. When we started in the coal business, the metallurgical coal, which is what we have, which is used to make steel and other metals, was trading at about $330 a ton. It was at the high. Shortly thereafter, it began to tank. It became a little difficult to raise money and get interest because the whole sector was just collapsing. So we started looking at different avenues to be able to diversify a little bit the company. One avenue is building materials. Our concession is for coal and other granable minerals. So we began the process of getting our environmental license and our work permit to be able to process aggregates to supply the local road project. And in addition to that, we also looked into the medical marijuana field in Colombia. I'm one of the pioneers that really started this process back in 2014. The president signed a decree, the president of Colombia signed a decree legalizing medical marijuana on December 22nd of 2015. I'm proud to say that we gave a lot of input into that decree. We were consultants, I guess, to an extent, with the Ministry of Justice, who is the one that wrote it. And we were always transparent with them. We always said, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're growing medical marijuana on an Indian reservation that's autonomous. We're processing the products on the reservation, and we're extracting the oil and making products from that oil. And we're allowed, and the Indians are allowed, to sell outside of the reservation throughout the whole country. If you go to our website, which is www.sanibus.co, you can see that we have about 12 different medical marijuana products right now. We supply foundations that treat kids with epilepsy. We have cancer patients. Every day, literally every day, we're getting more and more customers, more and more people are accepting of medical marijuana as a medicine, and we're really happy to be able to be a part of it.
So let me see if I understand this. The resources that you're involved in, is all those resources coming from Colombia? Because I just heard you mention that you're on a Indian tribe. Is that here in the States?
No, sir. That's in Colombia. We're in an area that is known for growing marijuana, albeit illegally, but it is an area that is just has massive grow operations to feed the illegal market. The mayors of these towns and the Indians themselves, they do not want to be a part of that. So we're kind of giving them an avenue to generate employment and sustainability. With a product that they're familiar with, but on a legal basis versus an illegal basis, and that's kind of where our niche is.
So take me through the process of excavating it from Colombia, that being the hemp oil and hemp itself, and then transporting that to the marketplace. How does that process take place?
Currently, we process medical marijuana, not hemp. Okay. We extract the oil from the bud on the reservation, and I believe that's kind of what makes us makes our product. I don't want to say a better product, but it certainly is a better product than the ones that are that use leaves and extract, because we don't have a market for the bud. So we extract it from the bud on the reservation, make the product on the reservation, and then we distribute it throughout distributors that we have throughout Colombia. We also sell a lot online. We also private label to third parties that want to develop their own brands. We package and label it for them as well, and that's kind of how we that's how we market it. That's how we distribute it throughout the country.
So correct me if I'm wrong. In 2015, you guys had very little or no revenues. What's the future looking like for New Columbia Resources in 2016 and 2017 for revenues?
Sure. Okay. We have two or three, I should say, revenue-producing businesses. Okay. Aside from the medical marijuana, I guess our main business is the coal mines and the aggregate operation. The aggregate operation we expect to come online sometime during the summer. A revenue from it should be in excess of $3 million per year. Our work plan that was approved by the National Mining Agency of Colombia was for 250,000 cubic meters of material per year per shift. So that would relate to roughly a little over 3 million. Once the coal mines come online, which we already have an approved work permit for, we just need the environmental permit to be approved, and we're in the final phases of that, we'll be able to generate in excess of hopefully $1.5 million a month in revenue, granted if we have the proper machinery. One continuous miner can produce about 1,000 tons, metric tons per day. So we're estimating, let's just say, right around 25,000 to 30,000 metric tons per month. You know, at a low price where we are now, which is let's say 50, even though we're going to be able to sell for more than that, you're looking at again $1.5 million in revenue monthly from the coal, and then another $1.5 or $3 million per year in sales from the aggregates, and then the Sanibus business. You know, if we can ramp up a lot faster than we are right now, I don't even want to give an estimate on that because, you know, it's there's a lot of variables involved, but that could easily be ramped up to at least $1 million in sales, you know, by next year.
Let me ask you this. You know, a lot of the small cap companies that I interview and CEOs, a lot of them have a lot of toxic debt on the books. How are you guys raising money, and how are you going to fund these projects?
Okay, that's a great question. Yes, we do. We have about in face value maybe $380,000 in debt. Right now, we have investors that we're speaking to in order to pay that debt off, give us a new equity position, non-toxic, non-convertible. And then we'll be able to pay that off and then move forward. We've already done the hard part as far as all the money that we needed was for all the studies that we had to get done. So we don't need any more money for that. We're just basically waiting for the agencies to approve us so that we can begin to work. We own a crushing plant for the aggregates that can produce 150 cubic meters of material per hour. That'll give us decent cash flow, and we'll use that cash flow in order to develop our coal interest. The coal interest, there's a lot of machinery that's available to us in the United States. The coal mines in the United States have basically shut down.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of equipment available to us. And more important than equipment to me is also the experience that these guys have and the passion that they have to work. You know, these guys are lifetime coal miners, and now they basically have nothing to do, and they don't know how to do anything else. So if we come along, we give them an opportunity to come not only provide their equipment, but provide their know-how, and create something new. And that's kind of exciting.
My guest today is John Campo. He is the CEO of New Columbia Resources, trading under the ticker symbol NEWC. What other kind of projects do you guys have lined up, and where you guys are headed from here?
Sure. This is an interesting situation. We have a property in outside of Bogota in a resort town called Melgar, which is a weekend getaway for the people of Bogota. Bogota's cold, Melgar's hot, so it's a nice place to go on the weekends. And we bought it with the idea of building a little hotel or maybe some sort of vacation housing, et cetera. We also applied for a mining title for sand that's on that property, which is kind of valuable, and we want to get our hands on it. The property also has two waterfalls, and we want to build a reservoir there. The reason we want to build a reservoir there is because, first of all, there's a lot of visitors that come on the weekend. There's a water shortage going on right now, and we understand that Disney is building a water park there. I'm not a water park, a theme park. They're buying up 500 hectares, which is about 1,200 acres, and we want to be able to supply them with water. So that's another project that we're doing, and we have several other things in the pipeline that I don't really want to discuss right now, but are going to be coming online soon.
My guest today is John Campo. He is the CEO of New Columbia Resources, trading under the ticker symbol NEWC. In closing, John, is there anything that you'd like to get out to my listeners that you and I have not discussed?
Well, we've kind of went over everything. We have one of our ideas, because we know, for example, that mining and medical marijuana does not mix, is eventually spinning out the medical marijuana portion of our business into its own publicly traded company, and perhaps giving some sort of dividend to our shareholders at the right time once we have it developed and we've identified the vehicle that we want to use. Then we'll make that announcement.
My guest has been John Campo with New Columbia Resources. John, thank you very much for coming on the show, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how things are going down there in Columbia.
Thank you, Everett. You have a great day.